Randall, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate your adjustment with your schedule today. And obviously, getting on the field and coming off the setback against Buffalo, talk about when you got back to your office and watched the film of the Buffalo contest. Talk about the performance by your Rockets.
Well, I think it comes down to, you know, really one thing and one thing only: our inability to stop their rushing attack. You know, and they did a great job of getting themselves in some different situations to be able to run the football effectively and schematically, and then just by their effort and their attitude of how they approach running the football. And, you know, they were able to gash us for some explosive runs and really some consistency in that, in the 6, 7, and 8 yard range with some runs. And Patterson's a great back, and you know, the Marks is also another really good player. But I think their offensive line does a great job of really setting the table for that run game. And then, you know, a couple times we got them in some third and long situations in some key moments, and, you know, we let them out, and the quarterback broke the pocket, made a couple good throws, and provided the opportunity for them to sustain drive. So got to do a better job of limiting explosive plays and shutting the other team's running game down, because I think, and like I said before, here in November football, that's the heartbeat of everything that goes on, and really the direct impact on success and failure in November football in this conference.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Candle and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. As you take a look and transition ahead to a Friday road game, obviously, at Central Michigan, talk about some of the challenges the Chippewas will present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, I watch a very confident football team on tape. You know, I think their staff has done an awesome job of re-energizing that program and getting them to play at a fairly consistent level throughout the course of the season. You know, a few really good playmakers on offense that I see, you know, that, and like Buffalo, we're, you know, very, very sound in the run game. And then, you know, these guys got some perimeter players that can really go with the football in their hands. You know, the Pimpleton kid is a great player, and the other receiver outside has been able to really stretch the field and create some explosive plays. And, you know, on defense, you know, really sound in what they do. They don't do a ton of stuff. You know, they pretty much stick to their plan of, you know, each and every week, and they've done a really good job of laying a foundation of what really good base defense is, and I've done a good job of just limiting explosive plays by the other team. So, obviously, we expect a 60-minute football game. You know, if you've studied this conference for a long time, you would always know that Central Michigan's always going to be a physical team, and whether you play them at home or play them on the road or, you know, in the mall parking lot, it doesn't really matter. That's going to be a 60-minute, you know, physical football game.
Obviously, for your Rockets, final regular season game, you've got a lot to play for, obviously, with being bowl eligible already. But what are you looking to see from your Rockets in this regular season finale?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know, being bowl eligible with 6 wins, I don't know how that – I don't know if in today's day and age that gets you into a game or not. But, you know, obviously 7 wins is a big difference. And, you know, this is it could be the last time that our seniors put on pads, you know, and for some of them, really most of them, that it could be the last time they put on pads ever in their life. So I think, you know, a collective push to make sure that those guys go out on the right note, I think is what I'm seeing from our football team at practice, and, you know, hoping that resonates and shows up in the game on Saturday, because, you know, this is you're ultimately determined and judged by how you finish. And, you know, if we turn the page and look towards our football team next year, this is the way to you know, maybe solidify some more practice opportunities for us and some chances to be together and keep this thing going for a few more weeks.
For you to have success Friday afternoon, what do you need to accomplish?
Well, I think, you know, this, like I said, this game's always been a physical game historically, and, you know, this is a line of scrimmage deal. You know, it is. You know, who can run the ball the best and who can do the best job of stopping the run, I think, is probably going to have success. And, you know, we understand that, you know, they're a very balanced team on offense, much like we are. And you know, it still comes down to, you know, who scores the most points, obviously. But, you know, you want to be able to limit the other team's running game, and you want to find ways to effectively run the football. And obviously the situational piece of it has got to be critical. You know, third down, when we've been really good this year, we've been really good on third down on offense. And the times that we haven't played efficiently, we're not so good on third down. So those situational things, and, you know, obviously red zone becomes a big deal here on who can score touchdowns rather than kick field goals also.
Well, Jason, I want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to your preparation for Central Michigan. Certainly want to wish you the best of luck on Friday afternoon and say thank you to you all year long for your time and wish you and your family and entire program a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate all your time. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you so much for Jason Candle and his Rockets coming off the 49-30 loss at Buffalo last week. Again, in that contest, running back Brian Kobach rushed for 99 yards on 17 carries and became the 18th player in Rocket history to reach 2,000 career rushing yards. For Toledo, again, they will be at Central Michigan this Friday, November 29th at noon Eastern, and that game available on ESPNU.